Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by two guests. I have the speech coach and assistant speech coach for Perry High School. They are Wendy Bolivar and Alyssa Bainey, respectively. So, Wendy and Alyssa, thank you both so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So, this last Saturday was large group speech competition. So, talk about first how you felt like your students did during their time at Woodward Granger High School on Saturday.
I think we did do very well. We took six groups, and three of those groups moved on to state. Our ensemble acting, both ensemble acting groups moved on, and our readers theater moved on.
All right. So this was kind of a lower turnout year for you as far as large group is concerned. What would you attribute that to, and is it fixable?
We graduated last year a really big, dedicated senior class, and this year we haven't brought in any freshmen. I think moving forward into the individual group and enrollment idea and trying to pull some of those freshmen in is probably why. Speech participation kind of ebbs and flows. There's years where we have a lot and years where we have less, and this happens to be a year where we have a little bit less participation because of the big senior class we did graduate.
We also typically gain sophomores. Once they've been through a year of high school, then they see what we do. And then they're like, oh, I would like to try that. So sometimes we don't get a whole lot of freshmen. So I'm positive that we'll add some more in. Our senior class this year isn't as big, but we have a really good group this year.
All right. So talk a little bit about the three entries that did advance to the state competition, sort of go over what the title of the pieces is, the students who are involved in it, and kind of like an overview of what the story is about.
So our first group is Reader's Theater, and this is based on a book called Fly Away Home by Eve Bunting. A student saw this piece last year at contest as a different category, and so we found the book and I adapted it to a Reader's Theater script. It's about 10 minutes long. We've got some fun singing in there, a lot of great characters. It takes place in an airport, so we've got some different miming and things like that that are happening. Students have worked really hard and have put in a lot of time, mornings and evenings and weekends. So they have worked hard for their one. And so now within this next 2 weeks, they're polishing up little parts that they want to make a little bit better. And even when Alyssa and I can't be there, they're still planning time on their own to rehearse. So in there we have Rylan Gilmore, Dana Carolus, Kaylin Bausman, Sebastian Hernandez, Zoe Meyer, Bryce Eastman, Molly Moorhead. I don't have the list in front of me, so I hope I didn't forget someone.
All right, and then you have two ensemble acting pieces that are going, so talk a little bit more about those.
The first one is called An Allegory of Cats, and that has Dana Carolus and Kaylin Bausman in it. This is their senior year. They've done ensemble acting all 4 years and have had a lot of fun with it. It's kind of a weird script. It's funny, and they have done an amazing job of interpreting these funny lines and really making them come to life. They have worked really hard as well, but now we've got some sickness pulling Kaylin out. So they're very dedicated to what they do. So they're going to get in and get some rehearsals done. The second piece we have is an excerpt from the play, The Only Thing Standing Between Me and Total Awesomeness. And that has Adriana Escalante and Sebastian Hernandez in it. And they're doing a scene that Adriana had in the play. It is hilarious. They have put in some time there to get Sebastian on the same page as where Adriana is, and the two of them work really well together.
All right. Now, talk a little bit about the state competition, sort of the details of when it is, where it is, and what you're doing to get ready for that competition.
State is at Waukee High School, and it is on Saturday, February 8th. And so what we're doing ahead of time to kind of prepare for that is just getting those three groups in and working on those little odds and ends and kind of cleaning up little things here. I think one thing we have really going for us this year is that there's so much chemistry when these groups perform together. Dana and Kaylin have been working together for a long time. Sebastian and Adriana have worked together before as far as acting goes. And so they just play off of one another. It's really cool to see. And it was even mentioned by the judges as well.
All right. So the next step after that would be Allstate. You had one last year?
We had a non-performing Reader's Theater last year. Kind of my rule is we don't talk about Allstate. It is definitely a gift when it comes towards our way, but I feel really good about it. Our ballots on all three events that move forward are all positives. There were no comments on there that talked about things that they would fix. So really gives us a little bit of time to take a break, but then also to come back in and hard and polish and just have every single thing be perfect. And the kids can do it. They have the ability to do so.
All right. Now, just shortly after Allstate wraps up, then individual speech starts back up. So talk a little bit about just sort of a preview of individual speech and what you're hoping to accomplish with that this year.
So individual, we're kind of pulling the troops together before large group closes up just because they kind of overlap a little bit and we want to get kids in and start practicing. So we actually are going to start a little bit with individual this coming week and pulling kids in and starting to get it figured out which categories we're going to be in. We don't have an exact number yet, but if we return the kids who did it last year, as well as some of those in large group, we should have a pretty good turnout.
The students are already talking about it, which is really good. They know it's coming up and, you know, they're looking for pieces and trying to decide where they want to go. And they have ideas, which is really good. It's hard to get started when they don't know what they want to do or have no idea. But I think they're looking forward to it.
All right. Now, one last question I have here for the two of you is, you know, you don't have to convince me. I was a speech kid back in high school. But what would you say to the students either in high school right now or coming up into high school in the next year or so, to encourage them to give speech contests a try?
I will say that it is really a great opportunity to meet new people, and it is a great opportunity to do what you want. You know, when you do drama, someone picks the piece for you and, you know, you work together. The director is really right there leading you. With speech contests, a lot of it is student choice. And so what do you want to do? How do you want to do it? And Alyssa and I really allow the students to explore a lot of different areas. You know, if you are a little bit nervous about being by yourself, that's the wonderful thing about large group is you're not out there by yourself. But I would say that every student that has ever participated has walked away from it with more confidence, you know, ready for college, especially ready for college speech, and just having a really good positive experience.
Yeah, I've never been to a speech contest where kids are like, I'm so bored. You know, it's a fun thing to be a part of. As an example, we have a senior boy who's out this year who did improv for us, and he wants to do individual, and he's never gone out for speech before, and he just went out this year, and he loves it to the point where I think he said something to me, well, I wish I would have done this sooner. So it's not a bad time. They have fun with it. It's not, you know, the scary thing that people make it out to be, talking in front of crowds, and I hope that that pulls more people in.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining me today and for all the information, and best of luck at State.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Wendy Bolivar and Alyssa Bainey. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Serwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.